I'm the next presenter. My name is Ying Hao. I'm a research scientist with Aquaculture and Food Canada. Before I start the talk, I would like to acknowledge my co-authors. Dr. Frank Larney is the compost specialist. His crew look after the building and compost and the arrange logistics of compost turning facilities, everything. And Tim is the one did a feeding trial of the project, provide all the manures. And Trevor Alexander is an environmental molecular biologist. He's looking into the microbial aspect of the compost experiment. With the recent government incentive for promoting renewable resource for energy productions, we have considerable amount of dry distillery green with solubles. The co-product from the ethanol industry are used in the livestock diet. And depending on the price, if they're cheaper to buy distiller green than the barley green, then the feedlot operator you're using the distiller green to feed the cattle. Also in Canada, because of our cold climate, most feedlot operation using the cereal straw as a bedding material so that they cow comfortable over the winter months. Last few years when we had drought, the cereal straw is more expensive, and feedlot operator sometimes use the wood chip from the lumber industry using the bedding material as well. And this comes to my talk on the construction and demolition waste. We have, most of them are end up in landfill with less than 10% recycled in Alberta, Canada. For most construction demolition waste, wood chip contributes 20-30%, and drywall contributes 5-15% of the total demolition waste in Canada and the States. Covey used the demolition waste as a bedding material for cattle feedlot pen in the winter months instead of cereal straw. So my original study, including a feeding trial, bedding the feedlot pen with the demolition construction waste, but somehow a feedlot facility manager just want me to guarantee there's no metal, no nail in this demolition waste, and I cannot say 100% it is nothing there. So end up away, I could not put my demolition waste into the bedding. So I changed our study into composting, co-compost the C&D waste with the manure. So we investigate the compost properties, greenhouse gas emission, also the microbial population changes. For today's talk, I'll be mainly presenting the compost properties. So for this study, we use two types of manure. CK manure is the one typically on the typical Western finishing diet, consists of 86% of rolled barley grain and 10% barley silage, with 4% mineral supplement. For the DG manure, it is similar to CK manure on the diet, except we have a 30% DDG, corn DDG replacing the barley grain, and for all of our pens, we are bedded with straw. For this picture, we're showing the manure clean out the feedlot pen after 6 months being finishing diet, load on the truck to build a compost pile. And the wood chip we use mainly is and C&D waste is during the construction waste source separated, and this part is mainly the wood chip and the drywall we used. It is collected from Calgary, a big city, just north of Lethbridge. So we compost the C&D waste at the 4-part manure, 1-part C&D waste with a split pile design with 3 replications. Because I was worried about we might not have enough DG manure for the open bin row, experiment, so we decided using a small compost bin for this trial. We used a rectangular straw bale to build the compost bin. Basically, roughly we have a 13 cubic meter in size, and by stacking the bale one on top of each other, and we put roughly 7 tons of manure and C&D waste in each compost bin. We also have some empty bin on each additional empty bins for bin row turning. So during the turning, we just flipping the manure from one compost bin to the adjacent empty one, and we turn only 3 times, day 14, day 37, day 34. This was determined because of weather conditions. We wanted to turn on day 7, but it rained, then followed by snow. We couldn't do it in the field condition, so end up in second week. We terminated the experiment on day 99. So during the turning, after turning, we smooth the surface, make sure they have uniform surface, put the temperature sensor back into the windrows. So we monitor temperature continuously with the hour reading at the 3 depths, at 40 centimeters, 70 and 100 centimeters below the surface. And we also measure the greenhouse gas emission using the vented static chambers. So during the, before the turning, we first we cut the profile open, flipping half of them into the next empty wing, compost bin, and then took the sample from different depths, and we did basic chemical property determinations, including water soluble and total parameters. So before we start the compost properties, let's look at the material we used. Compared to the CK manure, that's a typical manure on finishing diet, and our DDG manure had a slightly higher moisture content and a very similar other property, except the C13 and 15 is a bit higher. That's not surprising because the DDG we use is corn DDG is a C4 crop. It had higher C13 values. And for the higher N15, because you have more nitrogen in the diet, more nitrogen excreted by an animal, you likely have more ammonia volatilization loss during the feedlot pen. Whenever left over behind, is the nitrogen tend to be heavier than what the lost. For CND waste, we have a much lower moisture content because this is dry materials, and the pH is slightly lower than the manure. On one hand, normally the wood chip is has much lower pH, roughly around 4-5, and the gypsum, the drywall, have a higher pH. So this CND waste pH, depending on the balance, how much dry, wood chip, how much CND waste you have. And for based on the carbon content of the wood chip and drywall, we have roughly about 56%. Is a wood chip and 43% is a drywall materials. And this gives the composition of this CND we used. For the total P, it tend to be because the ethanol production removed the starch, we have almost 2 or 3 times more nutrients, amino content in the grain. For the manure coming out, because such big variabilities, we even though almost 2% difference, but the difference is not statistically significant. For the water-soluble carbon, nitrogen, and iron, and again, DG manure are very similar to CK manure, except we have more water-soluble N, more water-soluble ammonia, and slightly higher water-soluble potassium, and calcium, magnesium, and slightly higher base magnesium difference is significant, and also higher water-soluble sulfate and sulfur sulfate. For the CND waste, everything is low except the calcium and the sulfate. That's because the gypsum drywall is made of mainly calcium sulfate. For volatile fatty acid, that's basically the older stuff. And because our manure, during the feeding trial, the manure has been in the feedlot pan from like for 4 or 5 months. So the manure age could be anywhere from day 1 or 2 to day 5, 6 months. So the difference between two manures is very small. There is no difference in the volatile fatty acid content. But the old CND waste is much lower. This is because this is most unstable wood. You have a very low moisture content. For the temperatures, overall we have very little differences in the manure type. But we do have a big difference between the adding CNG or without CNG. As you can see for the check, the black and the CND, the green, we tend to be higher temperature most of the time. Similarly for DG manure, we have for the red one is without CND, the purple one with CND. For most time, it is higher. Also, the temperature is more stable at the middle and lower depths than at near the surface. One very surprising aspect of this compost experiment is our temperature very high. Normally after two to three weeks, the temperature drops down to below 50. Our temperature pretty much stay above 50 almost all through the compost period. And our composting is so good at the insulation, keep the heat in the pile, and also providing a good airflow for the oxygen get into it. And when I asked my students, when you take the sample, they said they're so hot that your hand couldn't even hold the material. This is the straw bale after we open the compost pile. It's like almost like you're producing black carbon here. It's all burned. The maximum temperature reached as high as 81.4 degrees. For the compost property, manure type has a very minimum effect, except whenever the difference in the manure carried forward in the compost. Again, we have higher C13 value, higher N15 value. The total P value in the DG manure is higher, even though not significantly in the manure, but by the compost, final compost, because the compost property is more uniform and for the reduction in the carbon dry matters. Make the difference now is significant. As for CND effect, again, more reflect the mixing effect of or dilution effect, you call it. We have a lower moisture content with a CND waste. We have lower pH. We have a higher C13 and the lower water soluble carbon content and a higher N15. That is opposite to the within the materials. Also water soluble and water soluble P, total P, all lower by the CND additions. Again, mainly it's reflecting the mixing and dilution effect. For the water soluble ions, again, differences between the CK manure and DG manure is very small, except ammonia is more because we have a greater total N to mineralize. We have a very high ammonia content compared to typical compost experiment. We also have a bit more sulfur content in the DG manure. This reflecting the ethanolysis process. Normally you put a sulfuric acid to increase the hydrolysis for the ethanol productions. So the DG feed has higher sulfur intake and also higher sulfur in the manure. For CND waste, the biggest differences here is we have less ammonia. We have more calcium, we have more sulfur. Again, reflect what you're adding the material into the compost. There are little difference between the VFA content of the manure type, similar to the manure used. Adding CND waste, because you increase the porosity, you reduce the moisture content, there's less VFA content, VFA in the manure. The effect of CND waste on the salinity and the water-soluble phosphorus is depend on the manure type. That reflects mainly the precipitation reaction of a calcium with phosphorus. So on the CK manure, because you start with, you have a lower sulfur content, so adding CND waste, you have very little difference to the salinity. But as a result, you have differences carried forward. With the DG manure, because you have lots of phosphor in it, the calcium phosphor precipitation removes the soluble iron, so you're adding CND have little differences to the soluble salt in the compost. For the phosphorus, the reduction adding CND from CK manure is only about half, 50% reduction, compared to the DG manure, and extra calcium provided by the drywall material reduce the phosphorus in the soluble compost, final compost, the effects, interaction effect. So in summary, type of manure has no effect on compost temperature and some of the parameters. However, DG has higher N13 N15, C13, and total P, and the higher soluble magnesium, ammonium, phosphate, and sulfur, sulfate. Adding CND at 4 to 1, 4 part menu, 1 part CND ratio, produce compost have a lot of them are very similar parameters, except we have a higher electroconductivity and a higher C13 and 15 sulfur and calcium, but the lower pH, total P, water C, water soluble N, as well as ammonia sulfate, lower FA content. So if you your purpose is to have a higher compost temperature, such as mortality compost or destroy pathogen, maybe the small bean composting is a very good technology to use it to increase the temperature. When you reduce the VFA, reduce odor, you reduce less complaint from the neighbors, and the reduce the phosphorus content also means less risk of runoff when you first apply to the land. When we make fertilizer recommendations, we should take into consideration increase the sulfur and reduce total P, water soluble P, when you're adding CND into the compost. Increased sulfur might be beneficial to the canola productions, especially in the sulfur deficient soils. Thank you for your attention. Any questions? Quick one. Yes?
Or was it just the bale?
No, this is the temperature in the compost mineral. Adding CND definitely increases temperature because of good aeration and less water to heat up. And one thing different from typical composting, our temperature stayed very high all the way through the experiment.